B-Pod Studios.
Tamani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Nikki, welcome to War of the Roses. You sent us a message and said that you want to check up on Aiden because you think that he might be cheating on you. What's going on?
Well, we've been dating for a few years, and the other day he was like scrolling on his phone, and I noticed that he had Tinder on it. And I was like, why do you have Tinder on your phone? And he's like, I thought you were cheating on me. Like, he did that thing, like, he projected it on me, and I'm like, that doesn't make sense. So, I don't know, I just have this weird vibe now, and I kind of think that he's, you know, for obvious reasons, I think he's been scrolling on Tinder, talking to somebody else.
Did you ever think to, like, get one of your girlfriends that are on Tinder to try to see if he is on there? Like, because, you know, I feel like, Roy, didn't you have Tinder, like, the app on your phone, but you weren't, like, actively logged in for a while?
Yeah, I just never deleted it. It was there.
No, I just, 2 years. Like, that's a lot. And I just figured, like, no, I got to call y'all.
Any other suspicions besides Tinder being on his phone that might make you think that you are connecting the dots here a little bit?
Working late,
smelling like other women's perfume, lipstick on the collar.
I mean, honestly, I can't think of anything. Like, I thought everything was fine between us until I saw that. And then it just, like, now, of course, I'm reading things. Something in everything. You know what I mean? Like, every little thing sticks out in my head now.
A woman's intuition is usually right. Meany with the stereotypical examples there.
I read Cosmo magazine, Loren. I know it's what. All right, well, let's call Aiden. His name is. We'll see who Aiden sends the roses to. Now, if it's not to you, you know you listen to War of the Roses a lot, so you know you got to keep quiet, and we'll try and get as much information out of him before we jump in and tell him he's been busted, okay? But let's hope he doesn't. Let's hope he sends them to you.
Okay.
Are you sure you're ready for this?
Yeah, I mean, I want to know.
Roy, dial him up.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Aiden, please.
Yeah, that's me.
Hi, Aiden. My name is Olivia. I'm calling from Flowers for You, and I'm calling with some good news. We have your Instagram handle here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle to get a dozen free red roses to send to the one you love.
Okay. I don't really remember being tagged in anything. Or are you sure that I'm the one?
Yep, I have your name, your number, and your handle here just to confirm. It wouldn't be something that you tagged yourself in. It was something that one of your friends tagged you in, and maybe you just missed the notification.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, I think that's cool. Cool, yeah.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Do you have someone that you would like to send romantic roses to?
Michaela is who I would like to send them to.
Okay, Aiden, so we're going to send these to Michaela, and we do a little different spin on our cards that go inside the flowers. We do a QR code so that person can scan it and actually hear a personalized message from you. So I can record you if you're ready. It's just a fun little note. You talking directly to her could be, you know, something romantic about the roses, your relationship.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, Aiden, I can record your message now.
Hey, Michaela, I know we're new to dating, or I mean, you know, I think we're not even really dating, I guess, technically, but I'm really enjoying being with you. Yeah.
Unfortunately, this is the Maney Roy and the Red Morning Show's War of the Roses, and your girlfriend Aiden Nikki heard everything you just said.
What?
You're on a radio segment that busts cheaters. Who's Michaela?
I wait. This is. Well, hold on. This is a radio show?
Yes. Who's Michaela? You're cheating on Nikki with Michaela?
Well, I don't.
Are you just hooking up with Michaela?
I don't really want to.
Use your words. You can do it. You
know, right, I know. You sound like my eighth grade science teacher.
I actually am a science teacher.
Nikki, what are you thinking right now? You heard everything.
I'm thinking that all the times that I heard him go, that I thought it was so sexy. That's his tell. That's him lying. Holy crap.
So to be clear, he doesn't have like a speech impediment or anything. That's just like a...
No.
You thought that was sexy?
Well, that's a little gruffy. I understand.
I used to.
Everybody's got their thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, unfortunately, you're not the only one, Nikki. Your intuition was right. And I'm sure he found Michaela on Tinder, which is the app he still has on his phone.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so stupid.
I don't hear any growling. Is he there?
Nikki, I just kind of want to talk about this at home, you know, like not here. This isn't the right venue.
Hmm.
I'll give you a call, Nikki, right after this.
No, definitely don't.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.